How is today different than all other days? The women woke up and bought spices. They did what normally was done for a dead loved one. The sun came up that day, just like it did today. And the sun will come up tomorrow. You can bet your bottom dollar on it. As it has been, so it shall be. At cemeteries and tombs, we expect death, grief, and mourning. And that's what you get. When the women went to the tomb, that's exactly what they expected. They had such a practical question, so normal almost, about their work. We'll likely need some strong brute to roll away the stone. Who will roll away the stone for us? Everything is just so normal, just as we expect it to be. What's different? What's so special about that morning? Well, what's so special about this morning? What does it matter? Your alarm clock went off. You did your normal routine. Shower, shave, get dressed, maybe catch a bit of news, maybe about, you know, death and life in this world, about local stress and global strife. Maybe you were a little more excited for church today. It was a day you got to dress up. You get to see the lilies, maybe have a breakfast before more food later, right? And speaking of later, should we stay for coffee? Maybe watch the kids hunt for eggs, or should we just get on with our day? Our minds have already wandered to the plans for this afternoon and meal. It's a special day, but kind of normal, too. It's not that much different than any other. The sun came up, there's a bit of dress up, a few extras, but it's back to business as usual. Sun goes down, sun comes up. What does it matter? At one time, the women and others thought it wasn't going to be the same old story. This Jesus had done so much. He was different. He preached with authority like none other. He came and he healed the sick. He healed them. He forgave sins. And that made people mad, but he still did it. He lived the way it means to be alive, free, true, unafraid. So different than the way we live, pushed around by others, by sin, guilt, shame, by this world, the powerful, and the temptations therein. Anxiety, death, and the devil plague us. But Jesus was different. He stood straight, looked his enemies right in the eye, and even raised the dead. But in the end, his enemies closed in on him, and they even got him. Even Jesus ended up where we do, the tomb, the grave, death. And we wonder, if God wasn't with Jesus, then is God with anybody? God shouldn't die. Any God with loads of power should be able to trounce his enemy with a wave of his hand. We thought Jesus would be different. So what's different? What does it matter? It's the same old story still since the first century. What's changed since the day the women went to the tomb? We know how this world spins. We plod along. A time for birth, to learn, to grow, to marry, to parent, to work, to age, to ache, to die. The sun rises and sets, and as sure as the sun is in the sky, we're all going to die. Happy Easter. How was that day different than all other days? On that day, the women saw an empty tomb. A holy angel sat in that tomb, and the women were alarmed. The angel said, "Don't be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He isn't here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he's going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Normally, and especially on Easter Sunday, we hear that report and we hear it with joy. Let alleluias leap, right? But not so fast with your alleluias. How did the women and the disciples hear it that day? And they went out and fled from the tomb. Fled! For trembling and astonishment had seized them. They said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. That's different. The typical back and forth is Christ is risen. Risen indeed. There you go. Right. Amen. A little slow on that one, but you know, we'll get another try at it later, okay? But the response that day was utter shock and fear. We have tamed God too much. Think of this message again. He is risen. Don't say it. Okay. O Pilate, you know how you were worried and questioning just who it was that you were about to sentence to death? I got to tell you something. That man just rose from the dead. Hey, Sanhedrin, you know how you laughed at and spit upon and blindfolded and hit Jesus saying, "Prophesy," and you thought that was really funny? He just rose from the dead. Hey, Peter, you know how you said you'd go to death with Jesus and then you denied him 3 times to his face? He's actually alive, and he said that he wants to talk to you by name. Hey, disciples, you who ran away and couldn't stay awake and pray with him, newsflash, he's back from the dead, alive. And hey, you sinner, who think that today's just a day for dress up, chocolate and candy, and a family meal, who think that the sun will come up tomorrow and you can go on sinning that grace may abound. I've got some news for you. Jesus lives, and he knows how you've been living and just how much this day has changed nothing about how you live. It's quite a scary thing to meet an angel. How terrifying then it must be for a sinner to meet the thrice holy God whom we've betrayed with our sins, whose words that we've treated as some same old story that matters not. God being rejected by fallen man and killed is just the way sinful man wants God gone. Away with him, away with him, crucify him. It's what every sin is. It's a lie that God isn't God, but we are. Away with him. Then to hear that God didn't stay dead, but lives and wants to have a meeting with us, well, that can and should terrify us all. We need a clear word from God as to why this day is different than all other days. We need to hear if the resurrection of our Lord changes anything. After all, it's been about 2,000 years, and things keep on humming, clicking, spinning, and sinning along. And death seems to be pretty final. Has anything changed? The angel said that the Messiah was to be born. Yes, we're going back to the last time you were in church, Christmas. Sorry. That was mean, huh? You can come back next week, and then we won't be so mean. Then the jokes will fall apart, and it'll be a good thing, right? Anywho. The angel said that the Messiah was to be born. Okay. But God became man. But what does it matter? We need some more explanation here. For us to know what's really going on, why it matters, God must put his words on it and tell us why. The Savior would save his people from their sins. Okay. Thanks for the explanation on Christmas. So why did Jesus rise from the dead? Is it just to prove his divinity? I'm big and strong and I can beat up death. Boom. Okay. Doesn't a virgin birth already kind of prove divinity? Doesn't his miracles, you know, healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, I don't know, raising the dead, show us that we're not just dealing with a mere mortal here, that Jesus is divine? So why rise from the dead yourself? You see, on the cross, God put words on his work. It is finished. The sacrifice for our sins completely accomplished. God's wrath fully poured out for the sins of the world. The cup was drank down to its last drop. And the law's accusations are over. Satan the accuser can't accuse anymore. It's all finished. But the fact that Jesus was not there at the tomb still was sort of a neutral thing, if not a terrifying matter. Mark's gospel shows that. So on their way back to the disciples, instead of the women just fleeing from the tomb and saying, ah, and running in scared and slamming the door shut and throwing the lock, Jesus met the women. And he put his words on it and he said, Kairata. Oh, I know it's weird, but it's Greek. It seems like a normal everyday greeting. It was. It is as it was. Just a normal Kairata, right? But it really was a different day. Normal greeting, different day. With Jesus, the greeting carries what it says. Rejoice. That's what it means. Kairata, rejoice. It's like hearing good morning, right? And some of you probably slipped into it this morning, right? Good morning. And you're, oh, I was supposed to be, he is risen. I was supposed to do that thing again, right? But honestly, good morning. And it's like, yeah, this is a, what's going on here? I'm just going to turn it off. There we go. It is a good morning, right? It is. It means something. And you've had those how are yous, right? Where it means nothing. It's just checkout line banter. But then somebody says, how are you? It's heavy. Means something. That's what's happening on Easter. Jesus greets the women and says, rejoice. You know, we hear it all the time. But on Easter morning, that becomes a be glad, rejoice. And think of the disciples. Those rejoicing women reported to them what they had seen and heard. But the disciples remained locked up, afraid, still living lives according to the old ways, cursed by the law, afraid of suffering and dying, afraid of God. When Jesus appeared to them, he says the old Shalom Lecha, Erene Humin. How is such an everyday, normal greeting different than all other greetings? Again, same words. Normal greeting. But here, it's from the same Jesus who was dead and now lives. It is a different day. It said to the disciples who had failed to pray, ran away, they denied him. To those who left him to die alone on the cross. They had every reason to be afraid of a living Jesus. But what did the living Jesus say to these sinners? Peace. Peace be with you. And let's meet again in Galilee. For this forgiveness and peace that I've earned isn't just for you, but it's for the Gentiles too. Don't be afraid. Rejoice. Peace be with you all. How is today different from all other days? To be sure, it's just another Sunday for millions and billions of people in this world. For many, Jesus remains only a martyr, a teacher of kindness and virtue. He lived and died long ago. End of story. Many go on living as if nothing has changed, as if Christ has stayed dead. A living Christ has no business in their lives. He simply doesn't matter at all to their everyday affairs here below. The sad part is that those who live this way have locked themselves in the prison of sin, death, and hell. Since they believe nothing has changed, nothing has for them. But Christ has risen and things have changed. Jesus said in John 12, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also." You see, Christ acts like a kind father to us. You think of a child who's scared to go into a pitch black room. But a kind father tells the child that there's nothing to be afraid of. And then to prove it, he goes in and he comes back out unscathed and says, "Take my hand. I'll be with you in the dark. Don't be afraid. I'm right here with you. Hold my hand." That's how it is for the Christian with Christ in death. Death has changed, and so life has changed. We don't live to die, and that's the last word. Instead, we live. We know that death will happen, but that we will go on living eternally. Christ's foot is on the neck of sin, death, and hell. They all thought that they could go on with business as usual, bringing brokenness, destruction, murder, lies. They thought that they could do this against Jesus. Fools! Jesus took on the sins of the world, suffered for them, and his holiness has overcome. His cleanness touches our uncleanness. His word takes away our sins. Silly grave that sought to swallow up the Christ. But the stone was rolled back, the tomb empty, for Christ lives. The devil tried to dismiss Christ through lies and murder, but the living Christ brings truth and life to all. Things change. Because of this day, it's all different. Sinners are forgiven and made saints. Sinners, saints, the last are first. God declares the unrighteous righteous by faith. We were headed for the grave, but now we're headed toward a mere nap that we'll wake up from. Christ lives, and he will return and call us out of our tombs to live and reign with him forever. Christ's resurrection and his word of forgiveness and promise of our resurrection changes everything for you now. This isn't the only life we'll live. So, we live like that. We have only a short time here below. The resurrection brings both a certain satisfaction and a certain detachment. We live knowing that the God who created us, died for us, and rose for us He'll take care of us in the same old, here below. We live our days rejoicing and looking forward, though, detached somewhat, looking to the next, looking to our own resurrection. We welcome others to not be afraid with us, to come along with us, with Jesus through this valley of the shadow of death. We look to Christ who tells us today, rejoice, peace be with you. Good morning. Don't be alarmed. Don't be afraid of death. Look to me. Take my hand. There's nothing to be afraid of. Come with me and live. In the name of Jesus, amen.